Good to talk to you. We had Lindsay Smith on the program earlier, mate, and he was very upbeat about the future of the Winter Championship winner, Reykjavik.
Oh, I'm understanding that, Andrew. He was terrific on Saturday. He ran solid time. The time for the race was solid overall. I mean, he ran very good late sectionals in a race where there was good fast tempo. And I've seen him at the races a couple of times now. I thought he's a bit of a high-energy horse, but he paraded very well on Saturday, and he took his performance to another level. And certainly, I don't know where he aims up. I think there might even be a trip back to Western Australia in the offing, potentially, to contest some of their good races over the summer carnival. But he can certainly win better races than he won on Saturday.
Yeah, there's another mile race in a couple of weeks there, and then the possibility of Perth. We'll wait and see. Hey, mate, you tipped us the first winner, Miss Mandido, there on Saturday, but there was an unlucky horse.
Yeah, I might take that one by default, Andrew. Just with Alquestro taking that sit in behind Prayer Eclipse, who just didn't quicken back to 1,400 metres. And look, momentum's a big thing. A really smart tactical ride by Michael Walker. He knew what he was doing with Nikita Berryman aboard Alquestro, and she had to wait for that neat run to come. And in the end, they went to the line pretty much together. But I think you can certainly mount a case to say Alquestro was unlucky. And because her two wins leading into that, Andrew, had been on seriously rain-affected ground, and she was on a much better track, where on an improving track on Saturday. We went from a soft 5 to a good 4 during the day. So it means that Alquestro measured up on that firmer ground, and she's early enough in her campaign that I think there'll be a Saturday win for Alquestro, particularly in mare's grade sometime soon.
Buffalo River's certainly up and about, and appreciate just the sting out of the track here for Mike Moroney.
He's a work in progress, I think, Andrew, but he's a really good... I'd still say he's a raw talent. He's Northern Hemisphere bred, so he's 6 months behind his age group here in terms of the three-year-old, and he had 60 kilos, and he led. There was certainly an opportunity, I think, with Asgard Massif to with the pacifiers on. They wanted to try and see if they could expose a chink in Buffalo River rather than just give him a bunny to follow. And, gee, we saw Ollie at his best in a couple of races early on Saturday, and rating Buffalo River as well as he did. He's a hard-going horse. He's going to have a little break now, I think, and you might even see him for targeting a race like the Golden Eagle, which obviously aiming high, Andrew, but that's the regard in which Mike Moroney and connections hold for him. And he's done everything right since he's been in Australia, and he's still got a bit of improvement to come in terms of his racing manners.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Obviously, there's a few in the mix there with the Golden Eagle, but that tells us that he's rated highly. He's $26 right now pre-nom, Buffalo River, to win the Golden Eagle. What about the battle in race for the Banjo Patterson final here, Future Score and Beau Balmain?
I don't know if Craig Williams would have been the most popular rider about 600 from home, Andrew, because he's a very short price favourite. I couldn't have him at that price Future Score, but gee, you looked at him in the yard on Saturday, and he just was clearly the pick of the yard. And the turn of foot he showed at the end of 2,600 metres to be able to pick up and sprint, when admittedly he'd done no work and he was on the minimum weight, but gee, he's a horse that I think can be targeting some better races. I think Terry Henderson and the team from OTI are even thinking, rather than dodging the absolute elite, but maybe aiming at a race like the Queen Elizabeth at the end of the Flemington Carnival, give him a break and bring him back and target a race such as that. And I think Beau Balmain's done everything in a positive manner since joining. So he's the one that, you know, with a bit more racing and maybe a break between runs, and he might come back and acclimatise even further. It's his first campaign here in Australia. I think he's the one that might go on to some very good races in the future.
Understand. He's done nothing wrong, that is for sure. Linda Meach rode the feature winner that Winter Championship, but she also won the Taj Rossi.
Saw a couple of Linda's strings to her bow. I mean, well known as a front-running rider, but I think that's a bit overstated in terms of Linda's skill. She's just a great rider. The ride on Reykjavik was just one of the best rides of the day, weaving through the field there on a horse that can be hard going. And as you said, on Fabulansky taking out the Taj Rossi final, Robbie Lang's certainly talking him up as a Derby prospect in the spring. And I think Ruby Sarkey's a really talented filly. Just the weight, she's not a big horse. I was keen on her on Saturday, Andrew, and I thought she was going to narrowly win. In the end, I was wrong, but she ran well. Jai McNeil did a terrific job trying to nurse her with that weight. But I think the first two out of that race certainly can come back and be competitive in better races, particularly Fabulansky as he gets out to a staying trip. And in the here and now, I think a filly Moonlight Maid from the Mitch Friedman stable, if she strikes a wet track sometime in an easier race sometime soon, she might be winning. Jerry Ryan had a couple of encouraging runners in his colours there on Saturday, and I think Moonlight Made out of that Taj Rossi final, along with Rubisaki and Fabulansky, I think could be followed, and maybe Moonlight Made in the here and now might be something to bet on sometime in the next week or two.
All right, that's your horse to follow?
I would say Moonlight Made would be my horse to follow, Andrew, and I think El Questro, although the unlucky runner can sometimes be a bit of a sucker bet, I think she proved she can cope with slightly firmer ground, and I think El Questro and Moonlight Made might be two coming winners out of Saturday's meet.
Understand. All right, mate. Dino's back this week, isn't he, Dean Lester?
Oh, yes, and the crowd will be cheering, Andrew. We certainly need Dean's input. We've been doing our best to fill Dean's shoes, but they're big shoes to fill. I think he makes his return Saturday, and yep, then he'll be back onwards from that. So it'd be great to have Dino back next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Warren, have a good week ahead.
Thanks, Andrew.